This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. Today we are playing part one of our interview with CJ and Shelly Hitz. When CJ and Shelly were engaged in college, CJ stumbled on internet pornography, which began for him a secret habit of lust online. After they were married, Shelly also developed her own secret habits of viewing pornography on the internet. This continued for years until eventually they came clean to each other and started to fight this sin head on.
At that moment, my curiosity got the best of me, and I just no doubt believe the enemy planted a thought or a temptation right before me that said, wouldn't you like to know what else is out there on the internet? I'm supposed to be a role model and a leader even in ministry. Looking at porn was stealing the sexual energy that Shelly alone should have been receiving.
The triggers for me to give into the pornography was when I was lonely. It was not just looking at the pictures. I also was acting out in masturbation. It progressed, and like any addiction, you have to feed it something more, to get the same feeling. And eventually I did get into some hardcore pornography, and that's when I really started to get scared.
I meet young men who will utter these types of things. This will all clear up magically once I get married. I won't have these desires anymore. I won't be needing to look at porn because I'll have the real thing. And I tell them over and over again, that is such a lie from the pit of hell.
Introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners. Who are you? And especially tell us, how did you meet? When did you get married?
Shelly and I sometimes joke that we met in prison. We were attending Anderson University in Indiana. We were both part of a Friday night prison ministry where we used to actually load up a 15-passenger van and head down to a maximum security prison in Pendleton, Indiana. And we got to know each other through some of these van rides over and, interacting with the inmates. And so we sometimes joke that we met in prison. I asked Shelly to go out on a date with me after one of those prison ministry nights, eventually marrying in 98.
CJ, by the time you guys were getting married, you were going to school where?
Well, I went back to Bowling Green State University near where Shelly's parents were living.
That's my alma mater.
Is it really?
Oh, wow.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where I got my undergrad.
That's great.
Yeah, I studied philosophy and religious studies, which meant I had probably the least marketable degree in the world once I left there. But so I'm very familiar with Bowling Green, very familiar with that area, and ended up spending about 10 years there in the Toledo area.
I personally grew up in Findlay, and I lived there for about 20 years of my life so far.
Great.
And CJ and I spent the first, probably almost 12 years of our marriage there. So.
Oh, okay. Shelly, you are, at least I got from your website, are you a Buckeye?
I am. Yeah, I am a Buckeye fan. I am not hardcore like some of my family, but I do root for the Buckeyes.
That's great. No, I grew up in Columbus.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I grew up in Columbus, so I was just immersed in Buckeye everything.
Oh.
So
yeah.
I get that. Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Yeah. I wanted to just kind of get into our topic today. You said that you were attending school at Bowling Green State University, and at that time, this was just maybe 7 months before you got married to Shelly.
Yeah.
You can recall the very first time that you saw internet pornography and what that did and how that sort of sunk its hook deep into you. I want you to tell that story a little bit. What happened?
Sure. Well, I was really still relatively new to just the internet and the whole email thing, even though it had been around for a few years. I didn't grow up with a computer, in my family back in Oregon. And so when I moved to Northwest Ohio, I moved in with Shelly's parents while she was living in the Waukegan area of Illinois, attending PT school. And so we used to, see each other on the weekends, make the drive, every other week or so, and keep that road hot between, Findlay and Waukegan. The family had a computer, and I was new to the whole thing, and they they were out of town, and I remember Shelley's parents were out of town one weekend, and I was kind of tooling around and maybe sending an email. I don't know what I was doing, but there was a pop-up that came up. And, of course, this was before the really nice pop-up technology, you know, on computers. And pop-up came up, and it showed three, you know, very scantily, you know, dressed women, very seductive looking. And I looked at that, and I was just taken back. I was just like, wow. And there was just a little tagline that read, wouldn't you like to know what else is out in Vegas? And so it was an advertisement for a casino out in Las Vegas. And I just remember at that moment, I just, my curiosity got the best of me. And I just no doubt believe the enemy, you know, planted a thought or a temptation right before me that said, wouldn't you like to know what else is out there on the internet, let alone Vegas? And that began for me, you know, a time where, you know, I would do searches and try to find out what was out there online. You know, it was sort of like entering the rabbit's hole and how far does it go down?
And well, how it was far really did it go down? How did this addiction progress for you? You were obviously keeping this a secret from Shelley for a time. How did you hide that? And then what were you doing? How bad did it really get for you?
It wasn't an everyday thing. Sometimes there would be 2, 3, 4 months that would go by before I would, you know, slip up. But I remember just having all of this in my mind, knowing that whenever we got our own computer, when we were married, that we would have internet access. And of course, all of this went with me. And I knew. And so for me, it was, you know, getting into this stuff when Shelley was gone, or, you know, making sure that, you know, I was covering my tracks and not, you know, leaving anything on the computer. And yeah, it was definitely a secretive thing. And it was, of course, a very shameful, you know, kind of thing as well. Always kind of thinking, oh man, you know, I screwed up again, and here I'm supposed to be a role model and a leader even in ministry, you know, because I was involved in youth ministry at the time, and just feeling the shame there. But yeah, it's such a slavery in terms of trying to cover your tracks and make sure that you're not caught. It's the way it was for me for probably the first 4.5 years of our marriage.
So let's fast forward a couple of years here. Shelley, you and CJ were involved in church ministry, as CJ was just saying. CJ was struggling with porn at that time, unbeknownst to you, but you also started to encounter your own temptations online. How did that start? What opened the door for you there?
You know, it was one of the things that, you know, I never thought I would ever do. Have you ever thought that? Like, oh, I'll never do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That self-righteous attitude. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't even remember exactly how it started. Part of it may have been a little bit of curiosity, but I think I had some brokenness emotionally in my life that I had never resolved. And I was one of those pastor's kids and one of those people that, like, I knew how to be the good girl. I knew how to put on the image, and I knew how to, you know, to kind of, you know, I felt like, oh, I need to be this perfect thing. And so I think I just kind of ignored some of the brokenness within me for many years. And so there was that emotional brokenness in me, but then there was also a loneliness because CJ was in youth ministry at the time. I was working a physical therapy job, so I was working during the day. He was working at night on the weekends a lot, and he was taking a lot of trips. He had trainings he had to go to. He was gone for weeks at a time, and I couldn't go with him because I had to work. And so a lot of times, like, then the triggers for me to give into the pornography was when I was lonely, it, you know, almost like wanting intimacy but not truly having it. And it was just, it was the lure of the enemy. And I had had an instance of sexual abuse in my past. I had had a boyfriend that had done some things to me. I had, you know, some family history of some things. And so I know that the door was open to sexual sin other ways too, but I take full responsibility. I walked through that door, and you know, I regret those things, but I know that God has forgiven me, and I'm so thankful that it's now been a decade that I've been free, and I can praise God for that.
Amen. That is awesome. as you started to explore pornography online, as you started to notice these things on the internet, and you started to then intentionally go out searching for these things, how did this fascination progress? And obviously you were hiding this from CJ at the time, but really, how bad did it get? I mean, how deep did this addiction start to go?
It started out with some soft porn stuff and things that you can kind of rationalize. It's still, to me, it's still sin, it's still lust, it's still, but, you know, it's easier to rationalize some of those things. And then it began to build. It was not just looking at the pictures. You know, I also was acting out in masturbation. And then, it progressed. And like any addiction, you know, you have to feed it something more, you know, to get the same feeling. And eventually I did get into some hardcore pornography. And that's when I really started to get scared. And it was just like, whoa, what is going on? Where is this taking me? And I knew that I needed help.
So you're both looking and more pornography. What did you notice? How did you notice that looking at pornography impacted the way you related to Shelley and Shelley to CJ? And how was your relationship dynamic changed by what you were seeing or by this kind of growing fascination, this growing addiction in your life?
You know, really summing it up in a very simple way, looking at porn was stealing the sexual energy that Shelley alone should have been receiving. You know, that is, God put us together, you know, as the two should become one. And, you know, as Jesus mentioned in Matthew, let no one, you know, break them apart, and let nothing, you know, come in between that. And so pornography was really coming in between. I meet young men who will utter these types of things where they think, hey, you know, this will all clear up magically once I get married. You know, I won't have these desires anymore. I won't be, you know, needing to look at porn because I'll have the real thing. And I tell them over and over again, that is such a lie from the pit of hell. That is a temptation, and I'm living proof of that because it didn't clear up. And little by little, you know, it just, you begin to also have a distortion, you know, of these images would come back of perhaps a woman that I'd seen that was very attractive. And, of course, then you get into, you know, the comparison game, and this is what sex should look like. And you realize that a lot has been stolen. You know, you realize a lot of that energy that could have gone into enjoying the way God created sex has been stolen. So that's certainly one thing I can attest to. I'm sure Shelley can mention.
Yeah, Shelley?
And you know, God created sex to be a bond. That was one of the things he created it to be. And so as we began to have sex less and less, we were losing that bonding opportunity, you know, together, and that intimacy. And I think I was just longing for that intimacy as well, but can't go outside of marriage and have these types of encounters sexually without it impacting you. And I like to use the illustration of the fire in the fireplace. You know, God created sex to be in marriage, kind of like having a fire in a fireplace. You know, if you're in a place and there's a fire in the fireplace, it's so nice, it's comfy. But if you take that fire and you try to, you know, you put it in the middle of the floor in that room, it's going to bring destruction. And when you take that sexual energy and the sexuality that God has given us, and you take it outside the bounds of marriage, even if you're, you know, doing it on your own and, you know, satisfying yourself in your own way, it's going to cause consequences. There's going to be some sort of damage that happens. And we have definitely seen that in our marriage. But, you know, the amazing thing is that God is a healing God. You know, he is a forgiving God. And he is bringing healing into our marriage. And that's what that's what we want to share, is that hope that even though we had these consequences, and we are still living with some of the consequences today. I mean, it's not that it's just you snap your fingers and everything is better, but it's a process. And God is bringing healing. And when we do come together and we have sex in our marriage, it is the best thing. It is better than anything that I've experienced apart from CJ.
You have been listening to part one of CJ and Shelley's story. In our next podcast, they will share the steps they've taken to overcome these temptations and repair the intimacy in their marriage. Learn more about CJ and Shelley's ministry at christianspeakers.tv, where you can get a complete list of the seminars they offer and the books they've written, along with free articles, podcasts, and videos. Check out Shelley's newest book, A Christian Woman's Guide to Breaking Free from Pornography. Learn more on her website, christianwomenandporn.com. I'm your host, Luke Gilkerson. Find Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.
Jesus called his name.